What up, people? It's your boy, B. Barnes. This is the seventh episode of the Gentleman's Guide podcast entitled Change Your Approach. Gentleman's super excited about this episode because I'm doing something a little bit different. And when I started this whole podcast thing, I knew I had an idea of, you know, I wanted somebody to chime in and come in on an episode and kind of give their two cents on whatever I'm talking about. But I wanted it to be organic. And in this case, it was organic. It's not like I just chose this person out of nowhere. It was a actual exchange of different views at the time, until I understood where she was coming from. And my girl Renee, I've known her for God knows, I don't even know, at least middle school days. Graduated the same year, kept in touch, and she's one of the few people that I've kept in touch with after high school. And if you know me, that says a lot, because I don't keep a lot of people in my circle. But she's super dope, super intelligent individual. And she's really just shedding light from her perspective as a single woman, as a single millennial woman, about the subject of men being needed versus men being wanted, and how over, I'd say, the last couple generations, you know, the dynamic between a man and a woman has changed regarding the dependency factor. And as most of us know, you know, you think back to our grandmothers and our great grandmothers, they were so much more dependent upon on a man than, you know, what a woman is, how a woman depends on a man now. It's not so much dependent, you know, women are way more independent than, you know, 40, 50 years ago. And she expressed her sentiments on this matter, in one of her posts on Instagram. I chimed in and I initially was taken back, and I kind of took offense to it because I didn't really understand where she was coming from. And let this be a lesson, because just because you may not understand where somebody's coming from initially doesn't mean, you know, they're a bad person, doesn't mean, you know, you should be mad. You know, if you're in the dark, if you can't see where they're coming from, okay, reach out to them. Let's have a conversation. And I reached out to her. And once I understood where she was coming from, I was like, yo, it would be great to have you on the podcast. Please, you know, chime in, express your sentiments. And I think it'd be great for you guys to really hear what she has to say. She really hit the nail on the head. And without further ado, here she goes.
So in a recent Instagram story post, I posted a quote that kind of popped into my mind as I was just pondering one day and reflecting on being single and the current dating scene. And one thing that just kind of resonated in my mind is that I feel like a lot of men don't actually know how to be wanted because they've only been conditioned to be needed. And they don't... they don't really know how to adapt when they realize that women don't actually need them. And I say that in the context of we're not as millennial, and I'm a millennial, so I'm speaking kind of in terms of being a millennial woman. But we're not too many generations removed from a kind of group of men who women actually needed for things, meaning women kind of needed to be linked to a man to apply for credit, or they actually needed to be linked to a man to get a mortgage, and just certain things that used to be the norm maybe just 30, 40 years ago, it have drastically changed. But those same men who were around in that time are also the same men who've been raising the millennial generation of men. And I don't think that they've done a good job of preparing men these days on what women, you know, are actually, you know, seeking in a partner. Just because, again, women don't need a man to apply for credit or get a mortgage, or they don't need men to provide income anymore, because women can get jobs. I mean, women are CEOs of Fortune 500 companies, and women are, you know, in some of the highest political positions in the country. And so when you think of that context, I just think there's a lot of unlearning that needs to happen with some men, because, again, they've been conditioned to be, oh, I have to be a provider and I have to, you know, be this type of person. And then they have interest in someone, but that someone is not looking for a man to do all of these things. That person is just looking for a partner and companion to exchange, I guess, romantic pleasantries with. And really, that's the brunt of it. I mean, of course, I know there's a lot of other things that go along with being in a romantic relationship that eventually turns into, I don't know, a lifelong partnership, which is marriage. But at the same time, I just think, again, a lot of women aren't looking to link with a man just to fulfill this kind of societal narrative of, you know, you get to a certain age, you get married, you have a family, and that's how it works. A lot of women now are, again, opting out of looking for a family, or just the conformity to society's norms is definitely, you know, beginning to fizzle out. And I think, again, women have evolved at a much faster rate as opposed to men, especially when it comes to dating and things of that nature. But again, these are all my opinions. I'm not a scholar of gender studies or anything of that nature. But at the end of the day, like I said, I think a lot of men are looking for women to need them and not looking for women to want them. Take that as you will. Take it for what you want to take it for. And I'm not man bashing. I don't think there's anything wrong with wanting to be needed, but demanding that a person need you is a whole different ballgame.
If you follow me on Instagram and you've seen some of my earlier videos, you may have heard me talk about unlearning and what do you have to unlearn for your relationships to flourish and reach their highest potential. And that's not just romantic. That's any relationship in your life. And this is really, Renee, what you just talked about, really, like I said, it hits the nail on the head. And it's something that a lot of guys have not adapted to, including myself. And what I mean by that is basically what I've heard my whole life. What I've seen my whole life is a man's supposed to go to work, you know, man go to work, 'cause that's what a man does. Ain't no gray area. If you got an able body, you go to work and you provide for your family. You know, if you have a family. But that's what I've seen my whole life from my grandfather, from my father, is you're supposed to be working. And if you don't do nothing else, if you're not available emotionally, or any other aspect, you know, of your life, that's the one. If you don't do nothing else, you're going to go to work. And initially, when I was younger, you know, that's what I thought a man, or that was the measure of a man as a whole. Yes, that's part of an adult, being an adult. But I've grown so much since my younger self. I'm approaching 30 now, with the next year and a half. And, you know, after having kids and being married for almost almost 5 years now, I've realized that, you know, not just providing, you know, just providing is not enough. That's not enough. That's the tip of the iceberg. You know, I have to be available in so many other ways, not just monetarily, not just, you know, for protection or whatever. But speaking from a single person's perspective, fellas, y'all gotta change your approach. Y'all seriously have to change your approach. You gotta evolve, man. It's as you just heard, I mean, it probably can get frustrating, you know, from a woman's perspective, because y'all approaching these women all wrong, man. And it's I would imagine it's pretty offensive in a way. Not like, oh my gosh, I'm like so offended, but like just annoying. And if you follow Renee, on Instagram, she talks about, you know, some of everything. She's a trip and she's a character. But I've heard her talk about dudes just approaching her and, you know, you just got to curve them because they ain't coming correct, you know. And I'm not saying you got to be all smooth and suave, but understand that, bro, she don't need you. That's what we're trying to get you guys to understand. They don't need you anymore. And until y'all get that through your thick skull, ain't nothing gonna change for you. You gonna keep getting curved. You gonna keep taking L's. And you gonna be single for a while. Last thing is, fellas, gentlemen, my brothers, stop being so intimidated when she got her own. That's an insecurity on your part. Stop being so insecure. Sound like Jasmine Sullivan now. Why you gotta be so insecure? Stop being so insecure, man. Like I said, women don't need you for the reasons our grandmothers needed our grandfathers. Those reasons have passed away. They are dead and gone. Let them go. Approach the dating scene with an open mind. Change your thinking. Change your approach. Frame it as, oh, she wants me, not she needs me. But that's generally the gist of this whole conversation.